for the wire fence.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of wire fence that you put up in strands and it'll catch?
Barbed wire.
Huh?
Barbed wire.
Uh-huh. Say if you're setting up one of those fences, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Yeah, you have to dig the hole and put on posters, you know.
Uh-huh.
And carry the string of barbed wire from one post to the other until you get the hole for your, you know, barbed wire in.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of fence did people have around their yard? Maybe a wooden fence.
Well, they have wire fence now. Well, if you see any fence at all around the yard, many places you see anything around the yard, but if you see any fence around the yard, it's wire fence.
Mm-hmm. What do people used to have?
Pickets.
What does that look like?
It's just straight piece of wood, cut up at the top, and the picket be keen at the top, you know?
Pointed
at the top.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Was it nailed together or held together by wire?
No. They have slab, you know, put on posting and the slab, and then nail the picket.
Uh-huh.
You know, about that far apart. There's a fence in the yard.
About
they used to do. A
couple of inches apart?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock that you could get from a field?
Ever seen that?
A fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
No, I haven't. I don't remember seeing one made out of stone and rock.
Uh-huh. And, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
I always put some hay.
Uh-huh. But then something that you put in that looked like an egg?
No, I just ain't never put nothing like that in my hen nest. I'll put pine straw or either hay in it, and they start to lay me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see something that, a little egg that people would put in?
Mm-hmm.
What would that
tell
be?
Me they didn't leave out the liver. And they leave that little egg out. Tell me to lay it out.
Uh-huh. I mean something that you could buy and put in a hen's nest, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For a nest egg, sort of.
Nest egg. I have no bought one.
Did you ever see a China?
Okay.
China egg?
No, I have one.
Okay. And what would you use to carry water in?
A pail. A water bucket. Some call them a bucket, some a pail.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Bucket and a pail?
Mm-hmm.
What did you use to milk in?
In a milk bucket.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a piggin?
A piggy.
Or some a piggin, something that you could milk in. Maybe to have
a pitcher. Mm-hmm.
A what?
I'll milk on a pitcher and pour it in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
A pitcher.
And, what would you have in your kitchen to throw scraps and dishwater for the pigs in?
We call it a slop bucket.
Okay. And, say if you went outside and cut some flowers, you'd put them in a...
flower pot.
Or if they were cut flowers?
A pitcher, a flower pot. Cut flowers.
Uh-huh.
I always try to put them in a vase.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Do flowers grow in a flower pot, or are they cut, or... How's a flower pot different from a vase?
Yeah, that's growing in a little something concerning.
Uh-huh.
And I have one down there growing in a bucket.